talk to us a little about this sovereignty of God versus this health, wealth, prosperity gospel and how this hurts the Christian message?
Well, first of all, I often ask, and I have lots of conversations with people about this in my book, Money, Possessions, and Eternity. One of my earlier books that I later revised was the first time I addressed health and wealth gospel and got lots of pushback on that. But again, like you're saying, I mean, it's just, we have to correct false doctrine. And this one is so powerful and pervasive and persuasive, and people hold to it. And it's our biggest export to Africa.
It
and
is.
To parts of Asia and South America with lots of poverty. And then you have preachers who are living in health and wealth, while the people who can't afford hardly to give anything are told give more and more and more. And then you'll then be able to partake of healing. And it's really like the selling of indulgences in the Catholic Church in the time of the Reformation. It's just using the Christian faith as a tool to make money for a limited number of people who, by the way, usually do not tell you when their own family members are dying of cancer.
That's right.
In other words, they don't say that because obviously, well, wait, so we're praying for your wife. Why are we praying for your wife? And then it's not specifically, so you just pray for her, whatever. And then if she ends up being healed, whether God uses chemotherapy or radiation or whatever it is to help heal her or just directly heals her, then it will be, and God healed her. But if she dies of it, no one talks about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know if you know Costi Hinn, but he's become a good friend.
Yes.
And, you know, being Hinn's nephew. And you know, there is a community of people in prosperity theology who are sincere, but they are sincerely deceived. And most sadly, they are deceiving others. So I ask people, so would you just tell me, you're in these circles, could you just give me the name of a few faith healers that are 120 years old or older? Could you just give me their names?
Right.
And their email addresses. I'd like to give them a call and ask them how that's, you know, how they've done that and how that's going, but they don't exist.
Right.
They don't exist. Okay, so we all know we're going to die. So when we say, I know I'm not going to die this time, at this point in my life, why? Why do you know that? You know you're going to die. You know some people die young and some people die old, and God has numbered our days.
Yeah.
Every one of them was known in advance by him. What does that mean? It doesn't mean that it's uncertain in the mind of God. He knows the time. He knows my time. He knows my wife's time. He knows all my family members, all my friends. And last year in the year of COVID, like you guys saw and experienced, people continue to die. I was at a point where I couldn't be physically at funerals because my wife was at severe risk of COVID. She had cancer in her lungs that had moved from her colon. She has had 30% of her lungs removed. She's very weak and vulnerable because of all the treatments she's been through. So I couldn't take the risk of COVID because if she got it, it probably, I mean, very likely would have taken her life. So here I am recording multiple messages, three messages in 2 weeks at our church of people who I was very close to who had died. And I go, what a world we live in. Look at the curse. It's not only taking people's lives, it's preventing us from showing up at their services. It's not allowing us to visit a loved one who's probably going to die very soon, that's in a home where they weren't allowing anyone in from the outside. It's a reminder that this world is not the world God designed it to be. And so do not be surprised, it says in Peter. Do not be surprised, brethren, at the fiery ordeal you are experiencing as though something strange were happening to you.
That's right.
I mean, I love that verse. It's kind of funny, really. As though something strange were, I mean, really? this is exactly what you should expect. So what we do is we take certain verses out of context, put them on our refrigerator, put them on the dashboard, you know, text them to our friends and to ourselves on the cell phone. And we leave out a whole lot of other verses that have to do with, I mean, even great is your faithfulness. Your mercies are new every morning. That's in a book called Lamentations about extreme suffering. We're all going to go through this. So stop lying to yourself and saying you know what you can't know. One of the most heartbreaking things I ever experienced as I was doing my background research for If God is Good and my smaller books on the problem of human suffering as well, I looked at people who have left the Christian faith because God did not heal them. And you find a number of these stories on YouTube. And here's a woman dying of cancer. She's on her deathbed. She's looking into a camera and saying, I no longer believe in Jesus Christ because he didn't answer my prayers for healing. In other words, he promised me something he didn't deliver. And I, just in tears as I watched this, and she had already died by the time I saw it, I said, lady, I don't even know you, but I know this. God didn't break his promises to you. People broke their promises to you. And they were false promises, not solidly based on God's word, but based on verses taken out of context. Like you, I totally agree. God sometimes heals. Mm-hmm. And I also totally know sometimes he doesn't. And you know what? God has answered my prayers to heal someone when I had less faith than other times where I had what I thought was complete faith.
Yes.
That he would heal a dear friend of mine who had a horrible accident. He was at age 20 impaled on a fence post when he was swinging on a tree branch and came down. It was absolutely horrific. But I knew God was going to heal my friend Greg. I knew he was. I was a young Christian. I'd read the Bible. They're just promises. If you ask in faith, believing, I believed with all my heart. God did not save his life. Mm-hmm. But God also had huge and eternal purposes that I'll one day better understand. But health and wealth gospel, prosperity theology, it's a false doctrine from the pit of hell.